submit to earthly fear. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. Powerless behind you when you praise Him.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers, but he knows himself. We are children of the King.
Yes.
So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him.
He does.
Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. Only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you.
Yes.
When you praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. When you praise Him, when you praise Him.
Last time we talked about, we're still talking about 2 Peter, Peter's second letter, and Peter's very concentrated in his letter about what you need to do as a Christian, to stay strong in the faith.
Yeah.
And he had several things that you need to have knowledge, you have knowledge of God. He focuses on knowledge throughout his letter, he focuses on knowledge, the knowledge of Jesus. And he talks about supplementing with your faith virtue and adding knowledge, virtue and knowledge and self-control.
Wait, could you stop and tell them what chapter and verse in 2 Peter?
Oh, I'm just kind of reviewing right now, but it's 2 chapter.
I was just trying to tell Win-Win who Peter was.
Okay. 2 Peter is a book. We're in the first chapter. I'm just reviewing a little bit. Peter was one of Jesus' apostles, one of his very best friends. He had three best friends, if you will. BFF, is that what they call it? BFF, best friends forever?
Yeah.
He had three best friends forever. And Peter, James, and John. And so Peter is writing this letter. This is many years after Jesus has gone back to heaven.
Right.
And Peter is writing this letter to the believers. And he's letting them know these are the things that are important. He says, I'm not going to be here much longer. Okay? He says, I know I'm going to be leaving. The Lord has shown me I'm going to be leaving this world. But I wanted to let you know the most important things.
Amen.
The most important things before I go. I want to stress these important things. And these important things include, of course he focuses on knowledge. Get some knowledge. But
Man.
He wants you to have true knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All right? True knowledge. You don't want to have some false knowledge, mm-hmm. okay, or fake knowledge, okay? You want the true knowledge of the truth. Mm-hmm. So that's what Peter focuses on. He says, you have a faith in equal standing with me, all right? But you need to
you know,
add
you
to it.
You can know stuff that's not true?
Why not?
You can know stuff that's not true?
Oh, yeah. You can know stuff that isn't true. I knew a lot of stuff that wasn't true. Yeah, but as I grew and I learned, I the put truth. Those things away. Uh-huh. I said, that wasn't true. I need to focus on what is true.
Right.
All right? I need to get the truth. Jesus says, if you remain as my disciples, if you continue, then you shall know the truth, mm-hmm. and the truth
will set you free.
Will set you free. All right. Okay.
But he said you have to remain as a disciple, a learned one.
That's
one
right.
One that's learning.
Keep learning. Mm-hmm. Keep learning. Mm-hmm. Things I learned from my kids, you know, kind of be kind of joke because I would tell them something. Mm-hmm. All right. Or something. Oh, I've learned this. This is really, really wonderful, kids. I want to tell you this. Learned this in the Bible, you know, and everything. And then a few weeks later, I flip-flopped. I said, no, I learned something else. Now, that kind of puts that away. Because our learning is incomplete. You know, right? Mm-hmm. We don't always learn it right the first time. So, I have to tell them, okay, now, guys, this is what we're learning now. They're going, whoa, you know.
What do you do if you've learned the wrong thing?
What do you do if you learn the wrong thing? Well, the best thing to do is when you learn the right thing, put the wrong thing away.
So what does God think about that?
He's okay with it. I mean, because he helps us. He helps us along.
He helps us to grow.
Yeah. For example, I'll give you an example. In the King James Version, okay, in Matthew 6, okay, Jesus says, or the word says, King James Version, as Jesus say, take no thought. Take no thought about what you're going to wear. Mm-hmm. Take no thought about what you're going to eat. Mm-hmm. Take no thought about what you're going to drink. Well, what does take no thought mean to you? Take no thought. Don't think about it. Uh-huh. Right?
Really, it's worry.
Uh-huh. Ah, you see, that's
worry.
What it really is.
Yeah.
But when I was young, I didn't know that. I read take no thought. That means I'm not supposed to think about it at all.
Yeah.
And you know, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, you're thinking about money, right?
Yeah.
So I tried not to think about money. Uh-huh. You know how hard it is to live not thinking about money?
Yeah.
You can't do it. You cannot live without thinking about money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, you just can't do it.
You know? You have to pay the bills.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills. You got, you know, you just can't do it. Mm-hmm. So I had a real struggle for many years trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then I learned the truth. Mm-hmm. What Mary said, it means don't worry.
Yeah.
All right? Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about it. Don't be fearful.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's what it really means. Mm-hmm. And so I had to throw this out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to think about that.
Yeah.
We weren't built to worry. God didn't make us. Worry goes against our body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes against our body.
Yeah.
So I had to embrace the truth.
Yeah.
And so when this was revealed to me, all right, I was really got into the Word. I was really studying the Bible, and I saw this, and I thought, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Well, that's big load off of me.
Yeah.
Now I can think about money, but I just don't worry about money.
Amen.
Yeah.
I can think about food, but I don't worry about it. I can think about what am I going to eat tomorrow, what am I going to wear tomorrow, but I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay? Because God has provided.
Amen.
He's provided everything I need.
Yeah.
And I just don't have to worry about it.
And also in the scripture, Ray, he said, worrying is not going to help you.
No.
It's not going to add one thing to you.
It's
going to make things
worse
when you worry.
He says, cast your cares upon him. Mm-hmm. For he cares about you.
Amen. Okay? Our Father.
Amazing, though, that God really took care of you and us while you were going through the same.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you pointed out. I forgot about that. Thank you. Well, I was thinking that this was true. Okay? And I did this for decades. Okay? For years and years, I thought this was true. Uh-huh. Well, all during that time, God had to bless me, even in spite of the fact I didn't want to think about money. You know how hard it is to give good things to people that don't think about money? I mean, really, don't want to think about money. Push it away. Don't want to think about it. God had to do a miracle. But he blessed me with a wonderful wife, a good job, seven children, and a driveway full of cars. All, you know, nice big house, all to a person that didn't want to think about money. And thought he was sinning if he thought about money. So, God was gracious to me, even though I believed the wrong thing, okay? I was doing it in faith toward him. I believed him, okay? That's the big thing. I believe God. So if I believe anything that's wrong, my belief in God overrules all that other stuff. Believe in God. You're going to always have wrong thoughts. Okay? So you believe in God, he's going to take care of it. Even if I believe wrong thoughts, God will take care of me. I don't have to worry as long as I believe in God.
Yeah. He's going to take care of you and bring you to the truth.
That's right.
He's going to bring you to the truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a father when the kids is real small. They don't have to worry about, That's the way kids operate when they're real tiny.
That's good.
They just look to their father. And he mentioned him as a father in that same verse. Your heavenly father. And they look. That's who they look to, the heavenly father. But he took care of you until you got the truth. Now, when our kids get older, we look at them different. We want them to learn different and operate different.
We want them to learn the truth.
Yeah.
Right. So Peter says, listen, guys, I want you to learn the truth.
Amen.
I want you to grow in knowledge. In 2 Peter chapter 1, he's talking about, I want you to learn in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. He keeps talking about knowledge. Then, in chapter 2 of 2 Peter, he warns against false teachers. He warns against those who teach, but they don't teach the truth. They teach things that are absolutely wrong. Okay? So, we talked about that last week. So we need to be careful about who we listen to. And we want to listen to people who speak the truth to us. It's the truth of the Bible to us. Because there are people out there trying to teach us wrong things. Or maybe they just got it wrong and they're teaching them.
But they may not be trying to be mean.
They may not be trying to be mean. They may just be like me. They just didn't think wrong. They haven't grown up and learned better. You know, it took me years to grow up and learn better. So I'm glad that I do learn better now. Do know better now. And there's probably other things in my life, I'm sure there are, that I need to learn better. I need to learn the truth of. So now we want to move on. I tell you what I'm doing here. 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, and then there's chapter 2 and chapter 3. Chapter Peter 1 is all about the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus. Okay? That's the focus. All right? I want you to know of Jesus. 2 Peter 2 is all about false teachers. Or if you will, false knowledge. Okay? But mainly it's about false teachers. False teachers. And so he just goes on and on. Spends a whole chapter on it. I'm not going to go over chapter 2 in detail. Okay, it's too depressing. I tell you the truth. It really is. I mean, he goes on and on about it. So I don't want to go into that in detail, but we went over that last week enough. But now we get in chapter 3, all right? And he said, I want to give you some further knowledge. I want to give you some further knowledge about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He said, and some of this knowledge has been given,
mm-hmm.
all right, already, but Peter's going to say, I'm going to give you some further knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that glitter is there, isn't it? We don't have to fix that. All right, so, Peter says, again, he starts off the first couple of verses, and this is in 2 Peter chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 1. 2
mm-hmm.
Peter chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this second epistle, or letter, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. I've already been talking to you about this. I just want you to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets,
mm-hmm.
and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Okay, so Peter doesn't want them to forget these true teachings.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They should forget the false doctrines. Okay?
Yeah.
They should forget that which is proven not to be true. They
yeah.
should embrace what is to be true.
Yeah.
The real knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then he comes up and he says, I want you to know this first.
Mm-hmm.
First, know this.
Mm-hmm.
That there will come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers or the ancestors have fallen asleep, they've all died, all things continued as they were from the beginning of the creation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have people today, atheists and evolutionists, who claim that all things continue as they were. They even believe that they continue as we were before the creation.
Yeah.
They think it's millions of years.
Yeah.
And creation isn't that way.
Hmm.
They claim that all things existed for billions of years
mm-hmm.
before they were created by God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. They don't have any scientific proof of this. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of claim that they are scientific, but
mm-hmm.
they're not.
Yeah.
And so in verse 5 he says, for they are willingly ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
They are willingly ignorant. They're not just ignorant and don't know. They're ignorant and they do know. They're ignorant and they know they're ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
They're willingly ignorant.
They don't want to know the truth.
They don't want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're pushing it away. That by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Okay, they wish to be uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's talking about the flood of Noah, right?
Right.
All right, that world perished. The whole earth was covered with a big flood. We got evidence, scientific evidence of that today. You can go up on a mountainside and find fossils of sea creatures and shells.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see these, all right, on high mountains. Well, how did they get there? They had to be covered with water, right?
Yeah.
These fossils, the only way that you could have a fossil way up on a high mountain would be if there was water up there, right?
Yeah.
So the sea creatures could live
mm-hmm.
up there. So we know that there was a flood. Now here's where he gets into something that's kind of interesting. He says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, that is the way they are now currently,
mm-hmm.
all right, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the utter destruction or perdition of ungodly men. So what we have here is we have the earth. It has been destroyed once by water. We talked about that last week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he says, I'm not going to ever do that. I'm not ever going to destroy the earth with water again.
Mm-hmm.
Next time it's going to be with fire.
Yeah.
Okay, and Peter spends a lot of time talking about how this earth and this heaven will be destroyed by fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I don't have time to really get into that,
mm-hmm.
all right? But I will say this, we will get into this next time. When he talks about how everything's going to be destroyed by fire, remember, Jesus told his disciples, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, which I'm doing, then I will surely come again to receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to be on this earth forever.
Right.
Amen. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
What?
The way it is, man.
All right. All right. I mean, even after everything else takes place, he's going to take us up to the place he's prepared for us, wherever that place is. Okay? The new heaven and the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get too attached to this world, guys. Don't get too attached to that car now. Too attached to that pickup truck or that pretty gem or bauble or whatever. Just remember that this is going to all pass away. It's going to be burned up.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right? All the atoms are going to be ripped apart. All the nucleuses of atoms are going to be ripped apart. It's going to be tremendous heat.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous heat. And we will be taken, though, to a place that God has prepared for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
that's not burning.
Yes. It won't be burning. The place he's prepared for us will not be burning. It'll be a very nice place. And he describes that, of course, in Revelation 20:21-22.
Mm-hmm.
He describes that, and he talks about that. The interesting thing is, he says that heaven and earth will flee away.
Mm-hmm.
They will pass away. He says, the reason is because there is no place for them.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no place for this heaven and this earth.
Mm-hmm.
He says, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a place prepared for you, if you don't have a Jesus to come and get you and take you to that place, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
You see? So that's what he's saying in Revelation down there, in Revelation 20:21-22. He's saying, heaven and earth, this heaven and earth will pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus is going to take us to a new place.
New heaven, new
a really better place,
mm-hmm.
as they say. Really
new,
nice
new earth.
Yeah, new heaven and new earth.
New Jerusalem.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the layout, and we can talk about some more of chapter 3 next time, okay? We'll get into it a little bit more depth next time. All right? We'll learn about fire, heat, all that kind of stuff. I'm still trying to learn it myself. Okay. So, any questions? Anybody got any questions? Okay?
Any questions? Any comments?
Any comments?
Got any comments?
Mm-hmm. He gonna restore the earth and we'll see the new Jerusalem come down to it. It'll be all, and it said it'll be no more sea. I used to always wonder.
We're gonna get into all that.
Yeah.
We can't get into that deep apocalyptic.
I'll explain that to you.
Yeah.
I'll explain that to you.
Ray, I'm glad you say don't worry, take no thought. Mm-hmm. Because we live in a world that trains you to worry about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You go to bed worried. This is the kind of world system that you live in. They tell you, you're not worried. You kind of worry, It's a part of life, worry, But he said, I'm your heavenly Father, and I'm telling you not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bring it to me in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Release it to me in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Cast all your cares on me.
Yeah.
All that releases us from that worry. Like I said, we live in a natural world that worries. I mean, they put it on the TV. You can't avoid it. You go to work, they tell you, you need to be worried about your job. You come home, you need to be worried about this. I mean, it's no place that you can really turn in this world that they don't present worry to you.
Right.
The Bible said, don't worry. Well, who do you go with when all this, who do you listen to? What voice? There's so many voices. What voice do you listen to?
Right.
The Father's voice.
Yeah.
The one that cares about you. Praise God. You're getting our time mixed up here. We like, our time clock is walking in.
All right.
All right.
Praise God. Okay, Ray, we probably need to go on this thing, because we need to eat, so.
Okay.
But I'm really thankful that you remind us not to worry, you know, because that's an easy thing, to worry. And I'm so glad that we're reminded.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding us.
Yes.
Don't worry.
So just put your faith in God. Believe God. Trust in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about other things. All right?
Amen.
Even if you got it wrong, even if you believe in something that's wrong by mistake, but you're trusting God,
mm-hmm.
He'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Amen? All right. Well, let's pray then. Go ahead, Brother Monty. Father, we just want to thank you so much for today. We thank you for your love and mercy toward us. And we ask you to bless our food and bless our fellowship. May we say good words to one another. May we lift up and build up and encourage one another. And may we not worry about anything, but always trust you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was good, right?
Good to see you.